Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
AirPods Pro with adaptive audio. Automatically keeps out the sounds you don't want to hear so you can listen to your music. And lowers your music to let in the sounds you do need to hear.
Hi there.
Hi, what can I get you?
I'll have a strawberry mango coconut probiotic smoothie with wheatgrass.
Anything else?
Extra wheatgrass.
Here you go.
AirPods Pro with adaptive audio. Available on AirPods Pro second generation when enabled.
Hi, this is Matt Rogers.
And this is Bowen Yang.
In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, where communities can be disconnected, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood.
Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network.
They believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event.
Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community.
Visit caneighbors.com to learn how you can help build a more connected community.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy three identical sweaters to get the fourth free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256 gigabyte offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic from our podcast's archives. This one covers a natural phenomenon that you probably don't have to worry about, but that's nonetheless fascinatingly terrifying. Exploding lakes. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Today, we're talking about a rare but incredibly deadly natural phenomenon, exploding lakes, aka limnic eruptions. A limnic eruption is what happens when deadly gases like carbon dioxide explode out of volcanic lakes. Sometimes the carnage unfolds on multiple fronts. Just as lethal clouds suffocate humans and animals, the abrupt displacement of water is liable to create tsunamis. That exact combination of events killed more than 1,700 people one grim summer day in 1986 in the West African country of Cameroon. And now scientists wonder if an even bigger limnic eruption is in the making. But how does such an explosion happen? Let's start with water pressure. Water pressure increases with depth. That's why scuba divers can't venture too far below the surface without the right equipment. The force that's exerted upon a submerged object by the weight of all of the liquid above it is called hydrostatic pressure. Normally, this pressure intensifies by 14.5 pounds per square inch, or 100 kilopascals, or 1 bar, for every 10 meters of water depth. That's about 33 feet. But the key to limnic eruptions lies in temperature. Gases dissolve more easily in cold, high-pressure water. Limnic eruptions can only occur in deep bodies of water with a lot of hydrostatic pressure at the bottom. There must also be a significant difference in both the pressure and temperature between the surface water and the lower depths, with the lower depths being much chillier. Stratification will act like a barrier, keeping that dissolved gas confined to the lake bottom, where it can't depressurize and escape out into the atmosphere. Because it's trapped, the dissolved gas accumulates in massive and potentially deadly quantities. Explosions are impossible in lakes whose lower and upper water levels intermingle on the regular. For buildup to occur, The water also needs a continuous supply of some highly soluble gas, like carbon dioxide or methane. And that's where volcanism comes in. At localities with active volcanoes, buried magma is liable to send methane, CO2, and other gases seeping up through thin sections of Earth's crust. If a lake is overhead, the gas may pass right into the water, traveling by volcanic vents and other routes. That brings us back to Cameroon and to its lakes Neos and Monoun. Both are located in a volcanic field, and both lake bottoms are oversaturated with carbon dioxide, which underlying magma sends their way. On August 15th of 1984, some of the deep water in Monoun that had been loaded up with the dissolved gas ascended to the surface. No one knows why this happened. It's possible that heavy rainfall and an earthquake or a landslide displaced some of the lake bottom water. Regardless, as the water rose, the dissolved carbon dioxide lurking inside it became depressurized and formed bubbles. Those bubbles drove even more of the water up to the top of the lake, resulting in a massive, foul-smelling cloud of carbon dioxide gas. Under the wrong set of circumstances, this gas is extremely dangerous to people. Large quantities of CO2 cling to the ground and displace oxygen, which can lead to death by suffocation. The eruption killed at least 37 people. And 2 years later, on August 21st, 1986, Lake Neos experienced a limnic eruption of its own. Once again, there was a sudden, mysterious upheaval of carbon dioxide-laden water from its frigid, high-pressure depths. But this time, the body count was much higher. Carbon dioxide from the Lake Neos disaster killed approximately 1,746 people and more than 3,500 domestic animals. Somewhere from 300,000 to 1.6 million metric tons of CO2 gas burst out of the water with enough force to set off a 20-meter tsunami that's about 66 feet tall. That was the last recorded limnic eruption. If you're worried about a killer limnic eruption coming to a lake near you, University of Michigan geoscience professor Yuxiu Zhang says you probably shouldn't be. Lake Neos and Lake Monoun are located just above the equator, where it tends to be warm all year round, and there's just no way for a limnic eruption to happen in a temperate body of water. In places where seasonal temperatures vary widely, like in the Great Lakes, lake surfaces often cool down, causing the water at that level to sink and swap places with the layers of water beneath it. Any gases dissolved in there don't stay trapped. They're released as they depressurize nearer to the surface. No gas accumulation, no eruptions. However, Zhang and many of his colleagues have taken a healthy interest in Lake Kivu, an up-and-coming vacation destination on the border of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Why? Because it seems to have all the necessary criteria for a truly colossal limnic eruption. The lake contains about 10.5 billion cubic feet of carbon dioxide, that's about 300 billion cubic meters, and 2 billion cubic feet of methane, about 60 billion cubic meters, all lurking near the bottom. Were those gases to explode from the lake's surface, the 2 million people who live around Kivu might find themselves in jeopardy. One possible solution, though, harvest those very gases as a possible energy source by an extraction barge. Kivuwatt is a one-of-a-kind $200 million facility that uses an offshore barge to draw up water from the lake. It then siphons off the methane and sends it to a power plant generating electricity for the area. When life gives you lemons, turn it into electricity? Today's episode is based on the article, What Makes Killer Lakes Explode? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hi, this is Matt Rogers.
And this is Bowen Yang.
In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, where communities can be disconnected, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood.
Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network.
They believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event.
Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community.
Visit caneighbors.com to learn how you can help build a more connected community.
Am I doing the right thing with my finances? Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? Putting a financial plan together feels impossible. What if I told you there was another way? Take Facet's free financial wellness quiz to get your score and a snapshot of your current financial health. Visit Facet.com now and discover your financial wellness score today. That's F-A-C-E-T.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.